the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And again, it's the Taylor Report, and I want to remind our listeners that we are available on Facebook, www.facebook.com, The Taylor Report. That's facebook.com/ The Taylor Report, all one word. And we are on soundcloud.com/Taylor-report. And we hope that you'll make use of that. Again, it's facebook.com/ The Taylor Report and soundcloud.com/Taylor-report. This issue of bad journalism, which is contributing all the time to our problems, this really has to be underlined. The fact that people called journalists are not doing their job, and in fact are working very hard to create misinformation. I would say perhaps we're living in mud times. They're creating mud and throwing it at countries like China, Islamic Republic, Syria, Venezuela, and because they repeat it over and over, the mud sticks. A case in point would be Toronto Star Sunday headline, Venezuela, UN condemns Maduro regime. That's a damn lie. UN condemns Maduro regime. That's a damn lie. The United Nations hasn't met and discussed or voted anything to do with Venezuela. A UN investigation mission wrote about Venezuela. And you know, we have a legal principle in our, around the world actually, which is accused people have a right to make an answer. Of course, people who write reports should do some investigating. Here's what you would learn from if you listen to Venezuela in response. They say about this report by a mission, it's a report written with falsehoods, written from afar, with no methodological rigor whatsoever, said the foreign minister. He went on to emphasize that the report had been written by a ghost mission which had not set foot in Venezuela. The Toronto Star didn't mention that this mission had not set foot inside Venezuela. And the headline read, UN condemns Maduro regime. That's a damn lie. They don't even tell us how the UN functions. This is a disgrace. The United Nations, if it wants to condemn somebody, there will be either the General Assembly will vote or the United Nations Security Council will do something. But this is the kind of journalistic outrage that we have to live with. Just as a seizing and taking of two Myanmar soldiers out of their country, transporting them through Bangladesh and to the Netherlands, where they haven't yet appeared in front of a magistrate, have had no legal representation. And Holland is doing that together with Canada, claiming that these men are witnesses, that they have testified against the government of Myanmar when they've done no such thing. They have been prisoners. They were taken prisoners by a rebel army. So people ought to be on their toes. And real, and I know our listeners, do your own homework. The media is there to lie to you, and they do it day in and day out. If you want to know the truth, you're going to have to roll your sleeves up and get to work. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and I thank you very much for listening.